So tircha b'Shabbos. What are you allowed to schlep? What are you not allowed to schlep? It's a great excuse. Your wife tells you to, you know, set up all the tables in the house. Saying, I can't really move the tables. I can't really do anything. You know, schlep the mattresses upstairs to downstairs. What can you get away with? What can you say? I'm not allowed to schlep on Shabbos. There's a concept called tircha, you know, being matriach, being using force, extra force on Shabbos, extra work on Shabbos, stress on Shabbos. Maybe that should be forbidden. Comes along Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Gimel, talks about a pretty esoteric halacha, but it seems to be very have relevant applications. It says, Otzer shel tvua o shel kade yayin, you have some storehouse of grain or like wine, afal pi shemutter with stopik vimenu, you're allowed to use the wine on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the grain if it's necessary for Shabbos, but aser lahaschil bo lifnoso, you're not allowed to start clearing out the storehouse on Shabbos. We'll have to see in the Mishnah Berurah why not, but you're not allowed to clear out these barrels or these huge bundles of grain on Shabbos, unless, here's the key words of Shulchan Aruch, elo l'dvar mitzvah, unless it's for a mitzvah purpose, which Shulchan Aruch defines, you need the seats for the guests, or for to set up a shul, the tables and chairs in the base medrash, so then maybe you could do that for such a mitzvah purpose. However, even then, here's the key point, even for a mitzvah purpose, says Shulchan Aruch, it's basically Gemara and Shabbos, even for a mitzvah purpose, you can only take 5 kupos at a in general, at all. 5 of these huge barrels. Now what, how much is a barrel? Rama says each barrel is 3 sa. How much is 3 sa? According to Google, 5.8 gallons. So we're talking about, I don't know, a milk thing is half a gallon, so I don't know, 10 milk, equal weight of 10 milks, you know, I don't know, a half gallon milks. So I'm talking about a sizable amount. You're only allowed to take 5 of these 5.8 gallons, you know, barrels at all. Anything more than that, even for Dvar Mitzvah, is going to be usher on Shabbos. Straight up halacha. What's the reason for such a halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 reasons, which is really a machlokas beis Yosef and the Bach. No, what's the other reason? And the easy one is the title of the shir. The other reason is uvda dechol. Maybe it's going to be similar to a weekday, which is similar to our topic, but it's not exactly. And the second reason is mishum tircha, says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's, I don't know how to translate tircha, stressful, it's work, it's excessive force, and therefore somehow that is forbidden on Shabbos. So therefore, for no mitzvah purpose, just for the sake of schlepping, because your wife wants you to move this stuff out of the garage, I don't know, maybe that's a mitzvah purpose to listen to your wife, it's a separate sugya. I know your neighbor tells you, move something away, or help him schlep stuff for no reason, you know, or just he wants to clear an area, it's bothering him, so some reason like that, it would be usher to do any tircha. For a mitzvah purpose, it's permitted, but up to this certain amount of force, which would be permitted after that, is forbidden. Straight up Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Shulchan Shlomo and says, well, we're talking about numbers. You want to play a numbers game. We said 1 barrel of 3 each. You know, you're allowed to take 5 times 3, because 5 barrels of 3 saw each. Let's say you take 1 barrel, but it's 10 saw. So in other words, 1 huge table you take, it's more than the requisite barrel that you would be allowed to, but altogether it's not bigger than the 5 barrels that you would be allowed altogether. What's the din over there? And he says he's not sure. In other words, the point of this Rav Shlomo Zalman is to highlight that it's really a numbers game. You really have to sit there and calculate how much am I schlepping on Shabbos in order to be permitted or forbidden. That's the backdrop. Now the question is, well, what? Where does this tircha thing come from? What is tircha on Shabbos? What's the makar? Is it the Raisa? Is it the Rabbanim? So scarily, the Ramban in Vayikra points out that this, the basis of this halacha is a pasuk in Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, which it says, Shabboson. It says that Shabbos should be treated as a day of rest. As Rav Feldstein said, it's really the whole point of Shabbos is to be resting. And he says, therefore, it should not be a yom omel v'toreach. You shouldn't use your day of Shabbos to schlep. It's not a Sunday for secular people. It's not a day where you just clean up your whole house. You're running up and down the steps, grabbing things, schlepping things. He says it's a violation of Shabbos, even if you don't do any of the malachos. Simply, omel v'toreach is a d'oraisa violation of this pasuk of Shabbason. Asay is, you should be Shabbason. If you don't do it, you violate the Shabbason commandment. Rashi, on the other hand, brings a geraya from the Gemara in Shabbos, that it's only Darabbanan. What's the case? Fortunately, not a very relevant case for our hygiene today. But let's say a person goes to the bathroom on the roof, and that was where their private bathrooms were, but he has no rocks to help wipe himself. So is he allowed to schlep up, you know, the equivalent of a toilet paper is the bundle of rocks. I don't know if it came in a Kleenex box, but the point is you have a huge box of rocks. To schlep all the rocks up to the bathroom area is tircha. But obviously you need the rocks for very important purposes to take care of your hygienic needs. So are you allowed to do it or not? Says the Gemara, you are allowed because of kavod abrius. Cleanliness, you know, it would be disgusting if you weren't able to wipe yourself properly, and therefore you're allowed to schlep it. We only use kavod abrius to trump a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Only a d'rabbanan. Says Rashi, you see from over here, tircha is only d'rabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to do tircha if it's for kavod abrius. But if it would be a d'oraisa, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So you see, Rashi is very clear that the whole issue of tircha is only d'rabbanan. How the Ramban would read this Gemara, who said it was d'oraisa, he would probably say this Gemara has nothing to do with tircha. Maybe it's a muksa sugya. But therefore, you see clearly, there's machlokas Ramban and Rashi if tircha is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. A side note, the Sefer Panim Yafos on the pasuk in Kisisa, which is ach shabsosai tishmoru. What does the word ach mean? Ach is it's a limitation, meaning rest on Shabbos, but ach, meaning you don't have to rest so much. What does ach tell you? It tells you that only the 39 malachos are asr on Shabbos, but you want to sweat on Shabbos, do tircha, do a lot of hard labor, as long as it's not one of the 39 malachos, totally okay, says the Sefer Panim Yafos, which would sound like tircha is definitely not d'oraisa, maybe it's d'rabbanan, but it's clearly not d'oraisa because the pasuk says, ach shabsosai d'shmaru, you are allowed to do tircha, you can't do the other, you can't do the 39 malachos, but you can do tircha. So regardless what we have here, going into our final few minutes here, okay, so you have tircha is clearly d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, but clearly doing excessive force on Shabbos is a problem. So now let's apply it. How does this apply in our daily lives? So Moshe Feinstein has a teeny tshuva where he talks about trisim, blinds, on Shabbos. Are you allowed to put up blinds on Shabbos? And without going into much detail, so he says if it fell down, you're allowed to put it back up because then I guess you're just I can't put up blinds at all. So you're talking to the wrong person. I'm not the one who takes care of that in my house. But the point is, I would imagine if they fall down, Ramosha seems to indicate it's easy to put it right back up. You just like latch it right back in. But to put it up from the outset, he says, would be a tircha yisera, and therefore he says, asr on Shabbos. Again, you see, this has nothing to do with our halacha, but yet any excessive force is asr on Shabbos. What about this case that the Rabbi Buchatzera brings down for the Sephardic Shechevra over here? What about the case of a Bal Kore who needs to walk 3 miles to shul, to help out a shul, have a Bal Kore, or a Bal Tefillah. So he's going to walk 3 miles. What happens after 3 miles? You want to exhaust it. You're exhausted. It's a Tircha Yisera, he says. Is a Bal Kore allowed to exert himself and walk 3 miles on Shabbos to help out a shul for Shabbos? So he writes, yes, it may be a problem of Tircha, but he says it's not Tircha. You know why? Because it's Tircha that you enjoy. Because in the end of the day, he writes, he says, Akshav Sameach Lachar Zman. Even though you're made to Akshav, you're sad now, you'll be Sameach Achar Zman. In other words, you know you're doing a good deed, you're helping out the shul which needs a Bal Kore. So he says, even though you're walking 3 miles and you're sweating, you know, you can't even breathe by the time you get to shul, you're so tired. But still, the point is, even though you're exerting force, it's force which is a good purpose. It's a little bit hard to understand the basis of his tshuva because that would seem to be if you want to set up a table, you want to schlep a lot of things, if it makes you happy, you would be allowed to do it. I'm not sure I understand, but he clearly says that tircha would be fine on Shabbos.
What is tircha yisera? What does that mean? I'm a I'm a runner. I run 26 miles. So for me to run...
Correct. So maybe if you're in shape and you could do that, and it's not such a big deal. He's talking about...
Each thing has to be judged. For example, to set tables. The little boy, it's a lot...
Correct. So there seems to be, though, from Shulchan Aruch, an objective shear. So it comes along with Chai Levi. And we'll end with this. Wild Chai Levi. So trying to find something on point, and I found it. He mamish talks about this case. He says, Masha Shol al Masha Mafanim Hashulchanos Vaha Brenches. I think brenches are benches. Yeah, I don't know, bear my ignorance. Anyone knows Yiddish? Brenches are afterwards Shulchanos. Sounds like it's table and chairs or tables for a Kiddush on Shabbos for a Shul. Are you allowed to set them up? Mamish our question, he says, this is Rav Vosner, Rav Vosner's son, and he writes, what about with Arichas HaShulchan with Tzorach HaTfilah? Is it Tircha? He quotes our halacha. He says, well, if you carry more than this three saw at a time, he says, you're really running into Tircha problems. So how are you going to get out of it? So he comes up with a couple of answers. Pretty creative. And he ends off, I'll read you his last line first, because you don't get nervous. His last line is, Al kolpanim matzanu zechus. I found the zechus, v'anechlem b'nei Yisrael. Don't come up with such chumras. You know, let the Jewish people be as is. But then he comes up with some kulas. So you got three kulas over here. We'll end with this. Kula number one, he says, is that if you have two people doing it together, it's going to come out, you're not really doing, you know, the three saw at a time. You have two people carrying a bench, so I don't know, you're not exerting as much force. And so therefore, he says even in fact also, he says, if you have multiple people doing it at the same time, perhaps you have a bigger shear. Because
even
it's...
Even on Ab-Malacha, here in Hanukkah, if you have two people doing it together.
Well, correct, but it's not even Malacha, this is more just a stress. So he says, physically, it's easier if you have two people lifting a table than one. So therefore, maybe if you have everyone helping, and everyone's like taking a little part, and you're only schlepping it a little bit, someone else carries it, you know, like an assembly one, you're not really doing, even though you're participating in a lot of work, it's not really exerting force as this guy in Shulchan Aruch who's schlepping five barrels back and forth by himself. So he says, maybe that's clue number one. Again, he ends, remember his last line. He's just trying to help us out over here. This may not be the best clue. Clue number two, he says, maybe this whole Isser only applies with food and drinks. The case of Shulchan Aruch was only food and drinks. I'm not sure I understand why that would be a distinction, but maybe when it comes to Kalim, the normal way of Kalim, the normal way of tables and chairs, is to move them around on Shabbos. So it's not Tircha as much as setting it up. You want to go clear out your whole storehouse of food and drink, that's not so normal, so then therefore maybe that's a problem. And the final answer he says, if you drag it, you know, the lazy way to do it. He says, if you drag it on the ground, so you're not actually lifting up these barrels, he says maybe that would be a heter as well.
Huh?
Well, I'm assuming we're on a floor over here where it's not like going to make any ditches or anything. But you to schlep, so you know the Rav does. You go set up the kiddush, take out 10 tables from the back over there, and drag it along with the table where you set it up. So he says, all based on all these hetters, you could probably leave the Jewish people. Don't bother them with the extra chumras. But if you really go through a sugya, you have to understand. You know, probably each person should be careful if you're going to be the man who's solo setting up all the kiddush, schlepping 20 tables, 100 chairs all by yourself, probably not the best thing to do on Shabbos. All right.
Yeah, okay.